Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Lots of questions coming in for our health insurance expert, Dermot Good. He'll be with us before 11 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. Now, though, in the early hours of this morning in California, our very own Colin Farrell won Best Performance by an Actor in a limited series, anthology series or motion picture made for television at the Golden Globes for his role in the DC Comics adaptation The Penguin. And it's Colin Farrell's third Golden Globe win. Well, Grainne Humphreys is director of the Dublin International Film Festival, and she joins me on the line. Hello, Grainne.
Hey, Claire. That time of year again.
It certainly is, and it's lovely to have you with us again. We'll come to Colin Farrell and his great win in just a moment. You watched the ceremony, though. What did you think overall?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was actually really good. I thought the host was fantastic. I thought, you know, she didn't go in for really, really heavy kind of, you know, mean jabs. And I mean, some of the jokes are really funny. I mean, I have a couple here, if you want to hear some of them.
Tell us who she was, first of all, because I saw pictures of her online.
Nikki Glaser. Okay. Sorry, Nikki Glaser. So she's probably, I mean, I kind of saw her first at a roast for Tom Brady, but she's a comedian and an actress. And again, I didn't feel like they'd gone with, you know, some, you know, kind of decade old kind of stand-up. They've actually gone with somebody who felt possibly might have an appeal to a younger audience or a broader audience. But again, I kind of felt that she kind of kept it moving, kept it kind of light. And again, it feels, I mean, I remember a couple of years ago, you and I were talking about how this was the end of the Golden Globes, you know, how the lack of diversity,
that's
the
right,
way in which
yeah.
the voting issues were, that this was really, you know, hard for the a way out or a way of actually recreating, which is one of the more significant kind of awards ceremonies in the States and probably in kind of like, you know, media, because it has both film and television. And it is often seen, you know, as a kind of portent or a kind of very good kind of weather vane for what's going to happen in the Oscars. So in a way, the reinvention, if you like, is matched by having somebody like Nikki Glaser, who's, you know, seemed to be keeping an energy and a kind of warmth and an engagement going. And as I said, most of these things can feel like painful. You know, but actually I thought there was a good kind of like fun. And it also feels like they're talking to each other. They don't feel like they're necessarily projecting out and making speeches to you know, to the world. It feels like they really are addressing. They mention community and their fellow actors a lot. And it feels like it's quite a nearly an intimate, nearly a kind of cast and crew bash. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? On a slightly broader sense. It's also very international, Claire. I mean, that was one of the biggest issues. And you could just look through the nominees and you can see people from around the world. There's way more non-English language nominees as well as films coming from different parts of the world. So very exciting.
Now, when you say they were talking to each other, Colin Farrell certainly did that, didn't he? I mean, he was so magnanimous in his victory in terms of his thank yous, which sometimes can feel like they go on forever. But this was really meaningful because he said, look, I couldn't have done this without the 3 hours in the makeup chair.
True, but also, isn't this one of the things that we love about him, is that he makes those speeches sound so from the heart. I mean, remember the one for Banshees,
yeah.
where he was just so wonderful about Brendan and everybody that was involved, and he made people laugh with references to Jenny. So, I mean, he has a skill. I mean, you know, there's a possible MC in the future, but he really has a skill. And he, as you said, he mentioned the makeup people who had, you know, spent 3 hours of their day every day with him. But he also mentioned the craft services, and he made people laugh, and I felt like he genuinely was representing kind of actors,
yeah.
you know, and that sense of being part of a team.
Well, he just sounds like a person who's managed to keep his feet on the ground, really, you know, a normal human being still, which is always lovely
it
to
is.
See.
And jump and gave a shout out to Andrew. You know, they made Drinking Crude many years before. And I just felt, again, there is that lovely thing now happening where, you know, when Irish actors are nominated or Irish films are nominated, that they do feel part of this kind of broader kind of team Ireland, you know, and they do kind of reference each other. So it was lovely, really, really lovely speech and lovely moment.
Baby Reindeer won Best Limited TV or Anthology Series or TV Movie. And then Jessica Gunning, who anyone who saw Baby Reindeer will remember, Jessica Gunning,
yeah.
she got her first win for Best Female Supporting Actress, didn't she?
She did. And I mean, you know, talking about Colin got there for The Penguin and Andrew was nominated for Ritchie, which two of the other series nominated in that category. I mean, the television was very, as I said, kind of intense and competitive this year. So I think it really was a sign for Baby Reindeer to get out ahead of there. And then Jessica Gunning, as I said, I mean, this feels, you know, like hopefully something that's really going to launch her into, you know, a really big, maybe next couple of parts. A lovely actress, lovely performance, and it's great to see her getting the kind of recognition.
Mm-hmm. Did she nearly have a tumble on her way up to accept the award?
It seemed like the stage seemed to be somewhat tricky. Zoe Saldana kind of stormed the stage at another point in the actual ceremony. So I kind of feel like there's Jennifer Lawrence is still probably holds the record for the person who's kind of had the most falls up and down kind of Oscar stairs. But I think that's part of it, is that you do watch these ceremonies looking for the pieces that are falling outside, if you like, the routine or the kind of the schedule. But yeah, I was delighted to see Baby Reindeer, you know, doing so well as well.
Now, they managed to get the entire cast of Wicked up on the stage, which was a bit of a coup, maybe not an unplanned coup.
No, but this is part of it. I mean, Wicked, you know, was one of a number of films that probably thought that they were going to do slightly better. And I mean, I think that's one of the things that's interesting. If you look at films like Conclave was another one, Anora was another one that was kind of shut out. But Wicked obviously had its incredible box office. And that was one of the things in one, this category called cinematic and box office achievement. And that's where Wicked basically stole, I think, the show, where they basically, you know, walked up and gratefully accepted the box office in the same way that kind of Barbie did before. You know, those are the kinds of kind of award categories that are coming in to make sure that those more bigger kind of blockbuster mainstream titles are represented. But it also means your red carpet's very shiny, Claire, very
absolutely
shiny.
Absolutely.
You can get them all there.
And listen, it was a great movie, so we do want to see them all. Now, the Golden Globes will be on RTÉ2 tonight from 9 o'clock if anyone wants to watch the whole ceremony, as Grainne did. Grainne, you and I will talk again because there are many more award ceremonies that we will need to discuss. So we'll put that into your diary. Grainne Humphreys, director of the Dublin International Film Festival, thank you very much for joining me. Back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.